This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Welcome to another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast. This is Jimmy Gill. Pleased to be joined today by Rutgers Baseball Director of Operations, Peter Barron. Pete, how are you doing today?
Good, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm ready to talk some more baseball. We had Coach Monahan on last week. If you missed that episode, be sure to check that out. But talking with Peter Barron today. So, Pete, I guess first of all, could you just tell us the state of the team right now?
Yeah, right now we're in full practice mode, getting ready for the season, which feels really good. It feels like we've been preparing for this time for a long time. Right now, especially with the snow that just came yesterday, today, we'll be in the Fred Hill complex getting our work in, which is awesome because that allows us to get, everything we need to do in there. And then the other part right now is just kind of navigating all the different, details and nuances that, this COVID scenario brings us. And the main part of that is just eliminating the distractions for the players and things like that. So our support staff's been doing a really good job. Like, we have to test, twice a week right now. So Ryan does a really good job of setting those things up, and sometimes, with the person limit in the rack, we're not able to use our locker room at times. So JR's been navigating that from an equipment standpoint like a champion. So we do a lot behind the scenes right now to make sure that things run smoothly and the guys can just focus on preparing for the season.
Yeah, so that sort of leads into my next question, the main priorities for this season. So there's no schedule out yet, but practice has been, the team has been together now for, since mid-January or so. For you as mm-hmm. a director of operations and logistics, what are you focused on most?
Yeah, so it's mostly just making sure everything operates smoothly, so the players and coaches can just prepare and focus on the season. So, I'm really lucky to have, really good student managers that work for us and help practice. Help out at practice and a lot of really good support staff members, that help things behind the scenes, operate in a normal manner. So that right now, that's the main priority. It's just making sure that the baseball side of it goes on.
So how's it go as far as scheduling right now? Obviously, you have Baton Field, the Fred Hill training complex. How does practice decide if it's going to be inside or outside?
Yeah, a lot of it is really like the real feel temperature, I would say, because sometimes it can be, 40 degrees out, but it's, cloudy and there's a ton of wind and it feels like it's 25, but then sometimes it's 36 degrees out and the sun is shining and there's no wind and you can get outside. So it's kind of, you have to go off of what it feels like out there. But really anything, I think our standard for it is, we say to ourselves, well, if we had a game today, would we play the game? Yep. Okay. Then we're going outside. If we say no, probably wouldn't play today, then maybe we'd move outside, cause you want to get used to playing in it, because the reality is playing in February and March, and even sometimes April it can get cold.
So last season obviously was unpredictable, unprecedented, as some might say. But what's it been like for you and the coaching staff over the last year? Because obviously, you wanted to play more than 15 games. The pandemic hit, one of the longest off seasons you've ever had. So what's it been like for you and the staff over this time?
Yeah, it's been really different. I'd say a lot of Zoom and WebEx calls for sure. And then relearning almost everything that we do, because now there's a protocol, put in place for the safety of everybody, with everything that we do when it comes to the amount of people who are allowed in the locker room, how we get down to the field and back, making sure guys are wearing their masks and doing the right thing and things like that. So it's been a lot, even just talking with the conference, the other coaches, the other operations guys, trying to figure out, how this is all going to work and make sure we can get the games off the ground. So it's been a lot of meetings and just redoing schedules, redoing, protocols and things like that. So, like I said, every little thing that we do on a daily basis has changed in some way over the last year or so. All because of this situation.
So you're in your fourth year at Rutgers, but second with Coach Owens. What's it been like working with him?
Yeah, working with Coach has been great. He cares a lot about the players and the program, which is awesome. You know, he loves his job. So it's really easy to work for him and work with the rest of the guys. You know, he values everybody's opinion, which is great. You know, he takes everybody's opinion into account, and then obviously he's the head coach, so he ultimately makes the decision. But you know, he's not afraid to go out and ask how other people feel about those things, and he's really created a good family atmosphere for us in the office.
And how about the rest of your colleagues? You have Brendan Monahan. Obviously, you go back with at St. John's, Kyle Pettirudo, Brandon Cogswell. What's it been like working with those guys?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Yeah, like you said, Monty and I go back, you know, away when we were at St. John's, and he kind of helped, you know, bridge the gap and helped me get acclimated with Kyle and Steve, you know, when they first came in. So that helped a lot, and I've always had a really good relationship with him and a lot of respect for him. And the other guys, yeah, it's been awesome. They're great. They work really, really hard, and that's the thing that makes this staff so great, is everybody works really, really hard. So it makes it easy to do that yourself. You know, when you're surrounded by that type of work ethic, it kind of rubs off on everybody. So it's really good. And you know, you mentioned, you know, what we did over the last year, Kyle, you know, Brendan and Cogs, we played a lot of golf this summer, which was awesome because, you know, we really got to know each other a lot better and just, you know, become more acclimated and more friends off the field and away from the office. So it was really good for the culture of the staff.
So continuing along those lines, as far as recruiting, obviously no on-campus visits. That's something in a normal time that you would be in charge of organizing on-campus visits. What's recruiting been like during the pandemic?
Yeah, it's been different. A lot of video and then a lot of Zooms and phone calls for the most part. I mean, nobody's on campus, which is where my part of the recruiting process usually comes in. It's been, I'd say, the same amount of busy, but it's just very different. So recruiting now, like I said from the beginning, is just a lot of video instead of seeing those guys being able to see them in person. And then obviously talking with whether it's coaches or whoever else has seen them, you know, to try to get as many opinions as possible. So it has changed the game a little bit. And the other part of that too is some of these tournaments that have been set up, they have these live streams that are incredible. You know, they have a full broadcast team, different angles with the video. And so those guys were able to just kind of, you know, walk to their living room and stream these games right on their TV. And it's almost, you know, better than if they were there. So it's changed the recruiting game for good.
So you mentioned before about working with a support staff at Rutgers. So what is your role as far as dealing with other departments and support staff in the athletic department?
Yes. Yeah, so for me, the main part of that is just you know, communication with everybody. So Coach Owens, he sets the expectations from the beginning. So usually we'll meet, you know, Coach Owens, myself, and then, you know, the support staff member from, you know, their respective department, we'll meet and kind of pick Coach's brain and have him set the expectations. And then, you know, it's on me and that person to kind of go get it done from there. So I just kind of have open communication with those people and, you know, make sure that baseball is taken care of in that sense. And we're lucky we have a really, really awesome team, and it's been really fun to work with, you know, a lot of these people.
So heading back to the field and the current team. So what's the excitement level of the players and the program right now to return to the field and compete, hopefully in the near future?
Yeah, it's really high, Jimmy. I mean, first of all, this is the best team we've had, you know, since I've been at Rutgers. And like you mentioned earlier, there's been a really, really long layoff. The players have worked really, really hard in practice. The coaches worked really, really hard with recruiting. As you see, you know, the roster turned over a little bit and we brought in a lot of transfers and things like that. So it's finally we get to showcase that, you know, on the field. And hopefully people can see the hard work that the players and the coaches have put in, because I think we have, you know, we have a really good team. So the excitement level right now is really high.
And last question, what would you say is the best part of your job?
The best part of my job has to be, you know, the people that I get to interact with on a daily basis and the connections that I create, whether it's players, staff members, just like some lifelong friendships that have come out of it, you know. And it's really fun to get to catch up with people and kind of relive some of the memories and things like that. I think you really get to get to know people and become really good friends, especially when you spend as much time as we do on the road traveling with each other. You know, as you know, we get to experience different cities and go out to dinner in different places and things like that. So I think that's really special, and I love doing that. That's why I love this job.
All right. That's Peter Barron, Rutgers Baseball Director of Operations. Pete, thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Jimmy.
And thanks for listening to the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast.